YKTV podcast brought to you by Upward Bound at Madai College, where high school students talk about life, community, and growing up in Buffalo, New York. You know the vibes.
This is a YKTV podcast where high school students talk about life, community, and growing up in Buffalo with Nye,
Nay,
Essie,
Nayano.
In this podcast today, we'll be talking about teen pregnancy, hair tips, and broken friendships.
Okay, guys.
So, Tajane, how has your weekend and your week been going so far?
Bad. It's been bad, but it's been good. So, boom. First, I had a spider bite. Let me explain how it was. It hurt at first. Then it was itching. But now it's going away. So it's like, it's been fine. Yeah.
No, listen. How your week been going?
Real, like, iffy. I found out a lot of stuff yesterday. So my whole day just spiraling around.
Well, you know, I hope it get better. Nayana, how has your week been going?
Mine's been good. No real OGs out here. You know?
Okay. Okay, so I have a few questions to ask about teen pregnancy. Did you have morning sickness? Like, how did it feel?
My morning sickness is like, okay, so, you know, I started having morning sickness when I was around like 6 weeks. So, you know, the baby, oh, so small. It was hard keeping down like water, just food, just all that. It was hard keeping everything down. So I would throw up everything. Like, it was bad to the point where I started throwing blood, just my stomach lining, stomach acid, all that. Like, I had to go to the hospital. I had to be hospitalized. They had to put the IV in me, like, so I could have fluids. It was, like, not a situation I wanted to be in ever again.
Did you have help around the house when you was going through your morning sickness? Like,
Nobody knew. My dad didn't know. My mom didn't know. My sister didn't know. They just thought I had a stomach bug. Like, you know, the common stomach bugs that be going around. Yeah, they thought I had that. So nobody knew. I tried to keep it to myself because I didn't know what I wanted to do personally. So I kept it to myself.
So through the morning sickness, how long did it keep you up? Like,
I didn't go to sleep. That's how bad I was throwing up. Like, I didn't go to sleep. Like, I was up all day, every day.
Wow, interesting. Well, that's really sad to hear. I would never want to go through anything like that. You know, that's really, really bad to hear. Getting more into your pregnancy, like, you growing. When did you start showing?
Oh, God. I started showing when I was, like, 5 months. Like, around there, that's when I started showing. I really didn't know what I wanted to do, so I was like, hopefully I don't really show as much, because I was chubby before I got pregnant, so I was hoping like I didn't show that much, because I didn't really want to go through with it. But then after a while, I had to think about it, take it in. But I really wasn't gonna go through with it.
Well, you know, since you got pregnant in high school, how was it being pregnant in high school? Like, you know, was it hard getting up in the morning? Like, was it scary for you? Like,
well, it wasn't scary, but I felt like my life was over. Like, I just felt like my whole life was over. Like, I ain't gonna be able to finish school, not go to college. I'm gonna have to be a full-time mom. That's what I thought. But, I mean, I got supportive friends, supportive family. So it's not like now I know I could finish school. So it's been a lot easier. Well, not a lot, but a little bit easier. Just a little bit.
Do any of y'all have questions? Do any parts of your pregnancy, did you feel like giving up?
Towards the end, because it's like, towards the end, you like, all right, get ready for birth. You just look at the videos and stuff that, you know, other moms be sharing and stuff, like a childbirth, and you just in shock that you have to be through that. And then plus, I'm not doing no type of pain medicine, no nothing. So about to be hectic, real chaos.
How bad was the pain of your pregnancy, like, from your first trimester till now?
Well, I mean, the pains really didn't change, because like I said, in my first trimester, I was in the hospital, so it still felt the same. Like, my stomach still don't, like, feel right, still don't feel right. Like, some foods I can't eat, some foods I can't drink milk, my stomach get messed up. But otherwise, that the pains really didn't change.
Was you nervous when, like, you first found out you was pregnant?
I passed out right in the middle. For as soon as they walked in and was like, congrats, you're pregnant, I passed out.
How is it now that you're about, what, 7 months? Mm-hmm. Can you hold stuff down, or do you still, you know,
throw up,
like, certain stuff?
It depends. Like, I can't eat dairy. Like, ice cream, like, cheese, none of that. I can't keep that down. But other foods, I can. I mean, my mom, she cooked vegetables, so first thing she put on my plate is a vegetable. I give it to the dog. I don't like that. I don't like that. I only eat specific fruits. Like, they gotta be like a specific color. Like, I can't just eat fruit. How y'all would eat them? Like, I don't eat green apples.
Who was the first person you told?
Well, I can't say my mom, because my mom found out by herself. I don't know how, but you know, that's just how moms are. My mom found out. My sister, she ended up hearing it from my mom. My dad, I'm his only girl, so I really wasn't gonna tell him at all, because like, I told you I wasn't gonna go through with it. So I was trying to hurry up, make my decision before he found out, but ended up deciding to go through with the pregnancy. But the first person that I told, like, I felt comfortable telling, was my aunt. Like, I told her, she looked at me like I was crazy. At first she thought I was lying, but she looked at me like I was crazy. But then I showed her the paper and stuff, like when I went to the doctor, like how far along I was, all that, prescriptions and stuff for the prenatals. But then we talked about it. She asked me what I wanted to do, and I told her I didn't know yet.
So now that your family knows that you're pregnant and how far along you are, do you get like help now? Like, yeah. Before you wasn't getting, like, do you get help?
Yeah, now I get help from like my family, but otherwise I do everything on my own.
Are you prepared?
No. No.
What is bad? Are you excited to be having a boy?
Nah, no. When I found out I was having a boy, I cried. I wanted a girl.
You have any questions for her, Ayana?
No.
We're going to our next topic then. Okay. We are going to our next topic. Hair tips. What type of products do you guys use for your hair to make it grow, to, you know, curl it?
One thing I get from my hair is Eco. To make it grow, I don't do nothing.
Raw growth. That stuff. That raw growth hair stuff. Growth? Yeah.
Well, my hair texture is different. So I use a mixture of products like the Kaleidoscope Drops. I use What's those.
That? I never heard of that.
I never heard that one before.
You get them at Hair Soccer. It's like little drops that go in your hair. They work real good. They got like shampoo, conditioner, edge control, all of that. So you can get the full kit at Hair Saga.
Oh, sure. Mm.
Okay. Well, me, I use Cantu and some other hair products, you know. To make my hair curly, I forgot what it's called, but you know. To make my hair grow, I just, you know, do the regular on daily. I keep it washed 2 times a week. I mean, two
times a day?
No.
Month?
You 2 weeks out of the month. I know what I'm trying to say. To curl it, I use curl activation. It's in, you know, a little white container.
Has she moisturizer left?
Yeah. And to make it grow, I use, it's not wild hair growth, but it's some type of oil, you know. And I mix different hair products together and put it in like a little spray bottle and just spray it on my hair. And, you know, that's how I make my hair grow.
Oh, sure.
Keep it clean.
Something new. Something different.
Hey.
Go talk to me.
How do y'all define y'all curls?
Well, I use curl activator, like, to get my curls to really show. But sometimes I really don't have to. Like, all I gotta do is just spray water in my hair, like a little spritz, and then my hair get curly. But I try not to use too much because then my hair get nappy. So I use the curl activator. Sometimes I use water. Or sometimes, like, what people do, their hair, they twist it or braid it when the night is over, like when the night and stuff. And then the next day, they take it out, separate the curls and stuff. That's what I do sometimes.
Me? I just wet it and I put the curling cream in it from Cantu, and then It just be, you know, curly. Cause you know me.
Me, I curl my hair. When I curl my hair, I twist it and put conditioner on it. Like, conditioner, like from shampoo, you know, the shampoo conditioner. I put leave-in conditioner on it separately. And then I put a bag over my head. And I let it sit for like an hour and then take it out. My curls are there. They're released.
For me, I know my hair naturally curly, so when I wet it, it just be curly. You know, I'll be like, hey, curls.
Hey, curls. Hey, girls. Okay. Well, that's why I do to keep y'all hair curly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not really. My hair, like I said, my hair is different. So I use like different products. I can't use Cantu. Like it don't do nothing. No, it just slides right on my head. Like it don't.
Oh no.
Too, ma'am.
No, but I use the curl activator, or like I said, I twist it, or sometimes I just won't do nothing to my hair and just curl it by itself.
Okay, Tajane. Tajane,
how do you grow your hair? From like. When you started, like, you know how, like, when you first, like, growing your hair, what did you use at first?
I don't really do my hair, like, grow my hair. My sister did that. So the start of it actually is because my hair is damaged. I keep my ends clipped so that it grows faster. My sister, she does a routine with my hair. I'm not really sure how she do it. I will say to keep my hair growing and to not to let it fall out, when I do fly iron my hair, I use heat protector on my hair. Every time I part my hair, I put heat protector on it because you can damage your hair from all the heat being in it. Mm. Nene, how do you grow your hair?
So, I just wash it. When I wash it, I'll blow dry it. And I just leave it out. I really don't do nothing to it. It just grow on its own.
Do you get your ends clipped?
No, I need to get them clipped, speaking of that.
To keep my hair growing, it's not, well, I mean, now I take prenatal, so that didn't grow your hair. But before that, I did have a lot of hair, then I cut my hair off. Like, I did, like, the big chop. Yeah, I cut my hair off, all of it.
Were you scared when you did it?
Yeah, because I look like my dad. So I thought I was going to look like a whole mini version of my dad, but I honestly didn't really think nothing of it. I'm like, okay, my hair already damaged. I might as well just cut it off, start over. So when I went to the barbershop, got my hair cut, my mom was crying, my grandma was crying, all of them was crying because I had a lot of hair. So I cut it off, then I stopped taking care of it. Then that's when I started taking care of it. So it grew out a little bit, and I ended up getting pregnant. So the prenatals really did help.
How do you keep your hair, like, because us four naturally, we have, our hair is really thick.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you keep your hair straight? Like,
oh Lord.
How do you keep it straight? Because
by combing it out,
I gotta blow dry it. When I blow dry it, I gotta make sure it's actually like blow dry it through all the way.
Right, and then that's still wet.
Yeah, like it'd be wet in the middle, so I gotta get in the middle real good. Then I gotta flat iron it. I gotta go over it like a couple times before like actually.
They make your hair.
You gotta get perms.
No.
Keep it straight.
No.
Oh.
Do I get relaxed?
I don't even really flat iron my hair.
So when y'all get sew-ins and y'all gotta leave out, y'all just
flat iron it.
Y'all just flat iron it, no perms.
Fine. Yeah, I tried to, but y'all see my
flat
hair.
Flat iron don't always work.
The sewing didn't work out.
Your hair can move like hers. Wow, that's real interesting. Interesting. I keep my hair straight, you know. I don't keep my hair straight because I can't. My hair just, the heat is just, whoosh, just make it blow up. And make it blow back up so my hair don't stay straight. But, well, yeah. And anyways, we are going to move on to our next topic. Broken friendships.
Oh Lord, okay, here we go.
So, how do you guys deal with broken friendships? Like friendships you wanted to keep, but you know it just never lasts.
I stop talking to that person. So if I stop talking to them, it's not like they stop talking to me too. So it's like how I deal with it. You know what to deal with it. Just stop talking to them.
Well, I got to always tell all my friends. whenever you need to talk, I'm here. But if I'm cutting you off, all I say is when you come to your senses, then let me know. But otherwise, I'll just be like, bye. And I feel like I don't care.
Niana, how do you deal with broken friendships?
See, you know, I don't really got friends, you know. These people associate, you know. You know, I only, like, stick with family, you know, a lot because, like, family gonna really be there for you, not, like, people that you call your friends, not really your friend.
Right. Mm-hmm. So basically you're saying that friends come and go and you don't really care about it.
Right.
Well, me, on the other hand, the way I deal with broken friendships is, if you're a real friend, y'all gonna bounce right back. That's that. Y'all gonna bounce back. But if you feel like you want to fall over something so small, that's it. I'm not gonna try to lure you back in like, oh no, let's talk. I'm not gonna do that unless I really care about having you around. And lately, my movie, I don't care. Go ahead, kick rock. I don't care.
I got time to deal with your negativity.
So, you know, I deal with broken friendships, like different friendships in different ways. Like, if I care about you and I want you to stick around, I'm going to talk it out. I'm going to do everything I can do to keep you around. But other than that, I don't care. You know, friends come and go. So.
Facts.
They sure do.
Period, poo.
They bounce out that door.
Or right out the door. Don't look back.
Bye-bye. It's not hard keeping friends, but, like, everybody don't know how to be friends. Like,
exactly.
If you can't respect your friends' decisions on what they want to do, then you're not a true friend. Because at the end of the day, everybody know what it's like to be just dumb for somebody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
Right.
Everybody know what it's like to be dumb mm-hmm. for somebody. But if you can't support your friends behind being dumb behind that, like, being dumb behind that person, then you're not a true friend.
Right.
Like, if you're not ready, you're not my true friend if you're not ready to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go punch this boy in his face. Like, that's not my true friend.
Right in his esophagus.
I just feel like I don't care about certain friendships being broken because, you know, I feel like
if you care, you'll make an effort too.
Right. And some friends, like, you could be going through something and you tell all your friends, like, you know, I don't really want to talk right now, I just got stuff to handle. Like, we not friends anymore. See, I'm not with that. If you don't want to be friends, just say that. Because I have my own stuff going on. So that's how I deal with broken friendships. I just tell you, like, okay. Yes. Okay.
That's that.
That's cool.
Don't come back.
So, you know, Tajane, have you ever had a friendship that ended that you wanted back?
Yeah. But then I was like, if they're not gonna make an effort to be my friend, I'm not about to make an effort either. Cause I don't want your negative vibes. I got them good vibes, you know me. I don't want your negative vibes coming around. You know me, I don't want all that now. Better back up.
Okay, so when it ended, how did it end? Was it your fault? Was it the first part? Or was it just a situation that was going on?
It was a situation going on. And I was like, I'm not about to deal with it. I'm not about to deal with you or the situation. So you could pick what you want to do.
Have you ever lost a friendship that you wanted back?
No.
Oh.
Well, if any one of the friendships ended, how, you know, whose fault was it?
I mean, I'm like, everybody got their own situations going on, but I don't like repeating myself, so I'm only gonna tell you something two times. Like I said, everybody dumb for somebody, but if you dumb six times, that's not my problem. I don't care. Like, I got other stuff to do in life. I'm not about to put my life on pause because you want to go. Like I said, you want to go keep punching this boy in his face six times. That's out of my
head. You're dragging it.
I just feel like, you know. Niana, how did any of your friendships end? Because I know, you know, you've had friends growing up and they're currently not your friends now. You know, you told me a couple stories, so I want to know, how did they end?
All right, so y'all know how I used to go to MST or whatever, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, like, people that I was friends with, there is, like, we can't, like, be, like, friends like how we was because, like, I moved. So, like, it's, like, different, so, you know. They went bye-bye, and I got new friends, you know, so. Okay.
They went bye-bye.
They did.
Me? I was the cause of some of the friendships.
Like, I was the cause
because
Because I have a very bad attitude problem, you know. I can't control it. And it's like, some of my friends can't deal with that. So it's just like, she got an attitude problem. We don't want to be her friend no more. Like, bye. Okay, now. Talk to you later. Whenever. See you again.
Yo, what?
It was just like, you know, I kind of feel bad. Sometimes I feel bad because that's somebody I really wanted to keep around. Like, you know so much about me. He's basically my best friend. But I was the cause of some of them to end, so.
I could say I was the cause of some of my friendships to end because I do got, like, real, real bad, serious, something serious type of anger issues. So it's like, once I get mad, I just react first, and then I probably apologize later, but I doubt it. I don't like to be wrong. So if I punch you in your face, then I'm gonna apologize later, probably. But like I said, I got real bad anger issues, so little stuff make me mad, just like real little stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tajane, do y'all, I know you had a few situations where you told me about you losing a friend. Did you talk it out with that person before y'all stopped being friends? Like, did you try to talk it out? Like, did you try to keep them around?
No.
Because... And why is that?
Because I feel like, no, like, just, ugh. Like, it make me mad. Like, I just be thinking about, like, how it ended. Like, okay, you shady for that one. It's like... You don't be down with the get down that I got.
Do you talk it out before your friendship ends?
Yes, I do. I try to, but my patience ain't where it's at. So after you just say something dumb, I'm gonna hang up on you and be like, I don't even care.
Block.
Just straight block.
I'm like, my whole life. Your whole family.
The like, cousins.
Don't invite me to nothing. No family.
Not the barbecues.
Don't care about your mom.
I am.
I don't
want to
go see a barbecue.
None of
your business.
Not no sleepovers.
Your birthday parties.
I don't want to do none of that.
I don't even go to Chuck E. Cheese with you no more.
Okay.
Not even a mall. Count me out.
I don't even get my nails done with you no more.
At all.
I ain't paying for your shirt.
Okay, Nayana. Did you talk any of your friendships out before they ended?
Heck, nah. I just said bye.
Well, me.
How about you, Nadia?
Me. Yes. I like to talk stuff out before it ends. Because it's just like, some people is worth having around, literally. Some people is really worth having around. Like,
some people is lessons, though.
Like they. Right. But it's a reason why I'm still keeping that person around. When the time is right and you finally done, they're going to leave. You're going to be done. Like, you're not going to care anymore. So it's just,
right.
But I feel like the key to a situation, a friendship, any of that, is to talk it out before anything goes left. So, yes, I do talk my friendships out. That's why I still have most of my friends around. But, you know, after a while and I get fed, I'm just like, okay, do you? Go ahead. Bye. Out the way.
I won't come with your barbie.
Have a nice life. I don't want to be friends no more. I don't want to text no more. I don't want to talk anymore. Just forget you ever met me. That's just how I feel when I'm fed up.
When but, you
know, I do talk stuff out with my friends. You know?
I don't know how y'all be talking it out with people. Once I'm done, I'm done. I don't care.
But if I say something, you take it the wrong way, then I'm just done. I'm going to give you your bag and tell you to get out.
Your what?
Your bag. Because usually I would have to talk, like, come over after school so we could talk. And, you know, some kids carry book bags. Like,
take your book bag.
So come back. I regret that I ever tried to talk about the situation with you. I tried to keep you around because you're a good friend.
Take your chanclas.
Take your chancletas.
I mean, not all friendships are able to be. Like, talking out, some of them just meant to be ended.
For real.
You know, I don't do them baby shark dudes just like that, so...
Did any of y'all friendships and like get to the point where y'all almost fought? Like,
Oh yeah. A few of my friendships got to the point where I was about to fight.
I mean, some My friendships is to the point where we do gotta fight.
Yeah.
We do.
Like, we got it. Right. We got the ones.
Some of my friendships to the point where we did fight. But, you know, it was just like, I knew them that person, you know, growing up. Like, they basically, we watched each other grow. So, it was just like, we fought, but we bounced back because I know you. You know me. So, it was just like, that's what it was.
Nah, but then again, you do gotta watch what you tell people, because once you fall out with somebody,
mm-hmm, they wanna take it to Facebook, take your business.
Tell them
they wanna expose, that okay?
You, tell, you know.
Expose?
I want that.
Well, okay. That's how you not come to my barbecue.
He's scary. Then I get in my food. I love spaghetti salad. Well, you know, these are some really good topics to talk about.
Yeah, we know.
Mm-hmm. I like how you told us about your pregnancy, you know, teen pregnancy. It was really, really good. Fair.
Wow, thanks.
Wow, thanks.
5 minutes. Okay.
I thought we'd be half.
Nayana, do you have something, you know, that you want to talk about? Because you're the only one that didn't really speak. And I want you to speak more, so, you know. Seriously, do you have anything you want to say, speak about?
I mean, no, I'm good.
How did your morning go? I want to hear about how your morning went.
My morning?
From the time you woke up till now.
Oh.
Tell me how your morning went, how you woke up till now. Because you're older and you need to do a little bit more talking.
I woke up. What did I do? Oh, I ate me a good old breakfast.
What you have?
What you have for breakfast today?
What you have? You have some French toast.
I eat Upper Bound food. Now that's for you, Dragon.
That's some sausages.
I mean, eggs. I did.
What you eat?
I did.
You have some eggs.
I had McDonald's.
Oh. McDonald's.
What you get from there?
Got to make griddle.
I mean,
McMuffin.
I didn't even get breakfast tight. I got French fries.
French fries?
Yeah.
A hash brown, you mean?
Nah, French fries.
Okay, and so if you had French fries, what time did you come in? Cause I don't think they get French fries in the morning.
Stop at like 12,
10.
They give you hash brown.
But they gave me French fries. I ordered off the menu. They said, what you want? French fries. And they gave it to me.
No, what time did you go?
Potatoes they serve in the morning.
I don't know.
Hash brown.
Did you get a hash brown?
No, I don't eat hash browns.
So what'd you get?
I just told you French fries.
All right.
Hey. Y'all want to keep debating with me, like...
Okay, we gonna wrap this up. We are going to wrap this up. It was it was good hearing about...
my French fries.
A lot of... It was good hearing about a lot of the things that we talked about. What was really great was talking about teen pregnancy. I'm glad you let me, you know, told me about what you went through.
Don't do it.
We going to do it.
Run.
We going
to do it.
We going to end this podcast. It was really nice hearing y'all, you know, speak. Nayana, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, now.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the YKTV Podcast. Make sure you follow us on all your favorite streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and CastBox. For more information about the Upward Bound program at Madai, visit us online at madai.edu/upward-bound.